Yeah, I gotta give this one to Roz also. I give her 2-1. I did like CNC Music Factory. Scan Type kind of took me back a little bit, but I give you Moving on Brass Construction with that one. But Do It Till You're Satisfied. You know, that was a classic. Every HBCU in the country know that thing right there.
Okay.
So I gotta give that round to Roz.
Okay.
So I got a draw first round. Roz got the second one.
Okay. Oh, Kel, what you got?
And the crazy thing about it is that I'm gonna give this one to Roz as well. The Skin Tight, it took me back. And the BT Express, man, when you talking about when it came out in 74, 75, mm-hmm. And the funny thing was, I was born in 74, so I was just, you know, came out the womb when the song came out. So,
yeah. It doesn't matter, it's timeless.
Yeah, it is, no okay. doubt.
And WB was graduating from college.
Wow.
All right. Hey, that's fair. It's 1-1.
I was in seventh grade, so hey.
Yeah, okay, that's what you tell everybody. But anyway, hey, it's 1-1, folks. This is the tiebreaker right here coming up. I love tiebreakers, and that's okay. So I'm going to start first this time.
Yes, you are.
All right. Let's go with the Jones Girls. Children of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Better ask somebody. Dreams, I walk the shadows. Late at night, an empty feeling creeps within my soul. I feel so lonely. So I go into the darkness. children of the night.
Man. Oh, man. He cut off my song, but that's all right. Is that?
That was her next song.
That's okay. We can go there. We look. Oh, I like that.
I search to find the love within.
Well, you can go ahead and play hers. That's cool.
Back to let you know. Got a thing for you. And I can't let go.
Okay, let me go to mine.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me.
There's no issue.
Well, I'm in a daze. From your love, you see.
Oh, yeah.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. People go around the world.
That's real good.
What they dream of. What you won't do. To do for love. You tried everything, but you don't. I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let you. Love. You've tried everything, but you won't give up.
Yeah.
In my world, only you made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Good man, that's real good. Hey, whoa, 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 okay. I got it. Don't worry about it. Very good. Man, that's an all-time classic. Bobby Caldwell. Look, I take my head off to that one. Oh, what thank you won't do for love. Thank you, Miss Roz, on that. Wow,
yes,
wow.
Sir.
I think so far it's 2-2. Two songs each, right? Is that correct, yes. Judges?
Yes, I still got about even.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Two songs each. This is the last song. No. I'm going to play one, and then Roz's last song, and then we'll have the final judges. All right?
Okay.
And I will accept whatever. I'm not Republican.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Okay. But, hey, I've got one for you right now.
All right.
Hey, let's do it.
No, he didn't. Hold up.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. I already told you all of this.
Yeah.
I'll let the music speak for itself. New edition. Can you stand the rain? Thank you. Thank you. You know, I respect that. And you have one more song, and then it's time for the panel to vote. All right. So, hey, any comments? Thank you for that applause. Any comments, Miss Roz?
Well, first of all, me and my darn computer.
Not bad for an old person, huh?
No. Actually, that has nothing to do with an old person. That song there should be considered a classic, and it should transcend all decades.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I have no problem at all with that song, honey. Anytime Johnny will go, oh, I'm down. I am down.
All right.
Almost like Luther with a zzz, same thing.
Yeah, that one you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Doom, 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 doom.
Hey, I already told you. See, you don't maybe drop to my Luther voice right now.
Oh, you had your Luther voice on all day, especially when I called you last night. How you doing?
Oh, okay.
I know this old man ain't trying to cake on me.
Whoa. You got to drop the old stuff, right? You need to talk to an old person. All right? I'm serious about that.
How old is your eldest child?
Don't worry about all of that. That has nothing to do with me. Look here. I'm gonna tell you right now. I see some 30 and 40 years old. I said, and they walk around. They got bad knees and everything like that.
Hold up. I didn't say nothing about how you look, cause you look damn good for 147 years. No, I'm just playing. No. I know how old you are, and I'm not gonna spread that place that out there, cause I ain't gonna put you on Front Street like that. But you look darn good for your age.
Well, thank you very much.
I just needed something to pick on you about, because for the first time, I'm not the oldest person in the room.
Uh-huh.
I'm enjoying this.
Well, I'm glad you are. And I'm gonna tell you, no matter what the final tally is, there's got to be a part two to this, because it's too close. It's too close. It's just like that doggone election that's going on that is, but we ain't going to talk about that because we're having fun tonight. No. Let's get that out of, no, we can't do that. No, we're not going to destroy the vibe here. So you've got one more song, and then our esteemed judges. Okay. Got Mill, E. Scott Brown. On my right, and we've got Kev on my left here. And these guys, ladies and gentlemen, please tune in tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., right here, right on the East Coast, 6 a.m. on the West, and, 8 a.m. Central for the baddest sports show in the land. I'll put these guys right here to the left and right of me up against ESPN, Stephen A., Max Kellerman, any of them, and along with, we got D-Boxing Guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. We've got the Rev on right here. We've got Kevin that I just mentioned about right now. We've got, who else am I missing?
Oh, I mean, we got CJ on there too.
Yeah, we got a squad.
These cats are bad.
That got another special guest coming with us tomorrow. So y'all check in, because, man, Dad got another top 10 list.
Oh, did you hit Mike 4 over there also? Okay, that's Kev over there. Kev.
Yes, sir.
You guys are some of the baddest cats on the planet.
Y'all got to check out this top 10 list, man.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I got real disrespectful. Okay. I got real disrespectful.
But anyway, we're going to get back to this versus on that last one. That's right. Since I was going before Roz, I had to pull out the biggest gun that I had, and that was New Edition. Can You Stand the Rain? So, let's see.
No, I got this right here.
Ishamar, I hope you heard that last one, because your mom's song is coming up right now. Ooh! Oh, no, she didn't. Oh. That's tight. Man. Wow.
What do a keep my mind on you all the time?
Thank you.
1972 Bloodstone.
Oh,
I was 11.
Look,
and I still remember that song.
Hey, look, I just thought, and you know, it's going to be up to our judges right here, because I just thought when I played New Edition, "Can You Stand the Rain?" I said, "Okay, I got this," but you came back with Bloodstone. Oh my God. Good Lord. And you know, I wish I had gone last.
Oh, no, see, now it's my turn to go first and your turn to go last.
No, you so. Gerrymandered this. You gerrymandered this, okay? So your song would be last, and you knew, oh, you know what? I'm going to just share this with you. Ishima, I hope I pronounced that correctly this time. Is that correct? All right. Oh, my goodness. Kevin,
yes, sir.
DJ Mill, Denise is in the background there somewhere. But look, at this point, I don't care who won. I really don't. I enjoy this so much that I really don't even care.
I'm
serious about this.
Same page with you. Yes, so am I, because every song has been so enjoyable, and that's what I like to do. I like to groove with old school, and that, and Aisha could tell you that, because back in the day, that's pretty much all I played. That's what she grew up with. And I still let her listen to her stuff too, even though I cringe that some of it.
Same here. Same.
Well, no, it's no reflection of my daughter's, just that music has changed. You will not hear Natural High on the radio right now, because they want to hear, "Let me spank that big old fat ass." And it's not the same.
It's not. No, I'm serious. I thoroughly enjoyed this. So guess what? You know, I don't care what happens. It's got to be a part two. Got to be a part two.
I still want my vote, bro.
Well, wait, hold it. We'll get to your vote. Do you mind if I speak for a minute? I mean, are you like this in real life? Yes, that's an yes. That was a yes. So, before the vote, okay, let's do this again. And it's so important, because let's see. Oh, it's still, the 11th of November. 11, 11, 11. And so a friend of mine was telling me today, and it pronounces correctly for me. Before it was Veterans Day, it was Armistice Day. Folks, that's something you really want to check out. Okay? And then later on, it became Veterans Day, right? To honor our veterans. Because I've never been in the military. Got many, many family members, including my son on the right, who served time in the Navy, and brothers and cousins and everybody. I said that before. And we've got my co-host here tonight, Miss Roz. She served, oh my God, how many years again, Roz?
20 years, 7 months, and 4 days.
Oh. That's what's up.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm surprised you didn't even give us the minutes. I'm surprised.
Don't start.
No, but on a serious note, veterans, thank you. Okay? I mean, I'm going to put a period behind that.
Oh, yes. Oh,
is
yes.
that all right?
Yes, that's fine with me.
That's exactly right. And my brother Clayton and my brother Daniel, my brother Barrett, all of those, my cousins, Michael. Oh, my God. My baby.
Yes, my
Miracle.
Baby.
Yes, she's over in Kuwait right now.
Grandbaby be home in third. I mean, I won't say third. In February.
Oh, well, I thought it was going to be December.
She was supposed to come home last month in October, but
In Kuwait, y'all.
She had her lead pushed back.
Okay. And my nephew, who's over there in South Korea, Marcus Brown, love you, Lieutenant Marcus Brown. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the legacy is strong, folks.
Oh, yes.
So anyway, we can get to this vote right now because we're already 15 minutes old. That's because of Roz, because she likes to talk a lot.
Oh, see, man, why are you always starting stuff?
I love starting stuff. That's my job.
Why are you always starting stuff?
Well, yeah.
Look, you don't give me enough water to put out these fires. Right? That's what I want to know about. Okay?
Well, that's the whole idea.
We're going to burn this thing down.
I tell y'all that by the way, on a nightly basis, I burn this thing down. I'm telling you, Roz. The baddest station on the planet. Shucks, girl. Smooth jazz, R&B. I even throw in some go-go music sometimes. Southern soul. Look.
Well, this
depending on my mood. Look, check it out. You got WB right here behind this MIC.
That's right. You a bad man.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. They call him WB. All
right. Now, back in 1997, right? Turn the clock back real quick. before I give you my vote. Turn back the clock. Back in 1997, I was young, didn't know much, babyface kid from Richmond, Virginia. Went and joined the service. And upon going to Great Lakes, Illinois in the middle of January, yeah, that was a bright idea by me, but that's neither here nor there.
Cold.
No. I ended up on my first command was the USS Santa Barbara. And the funny thing was, I went to Mayport, Florida to meet this ship. And I got to Mayport, Florida. I met a man named Corey Robinson who was a peer watch then. Then I went up and saluted, went on the quarterdeck and met my commanding officer, one of my officers, Chief Warrant Officer Schreier. Long story short, they say we're pulling underway the next day. So get some rest. So I wake up, they wake me up, and next thing I know, I go outside and I see nothing but the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, that's how I was introduced into the Navy. So the guy who was guiding me through, his name was Doug Dendy. What up, Doug? You know, I hope this gets out to you. You was one of my guys. Thank you for your service. He said, man, I'm going to go smoke me a cigarette. Yeah, it's like, okay. I didn't smoke back then. I wasn't a smoker back then, but I'm learning the ropes and everything. So he was throwing me around. So he took a smoke break. So we went out there, went to a little smoking area, and there was this lovely young lady.
No.
Who was.
Wait.
Having everybody in the smoke pit just dying laughing.
Mm-hmm.
That happens to be this young lady that's on the panel that you did this versus with.
No way.
Miss Roz McCoy.
Oh, wow.
We have kicked it and we have vibed and talked about so many things over the years. And when I was on that ship, she took me in like she was one of her own. She always looked out, make sure my head was on straight, make sure I didn't need anything, always gave me advice and always kept each other laughing. And forever she will ever be my auntie.
Man, I love this. You never told me this story.
Yes.
You never told me this story before.
I was waiting for this day.
Oh, and because of that, Roz, I love you. Yeah. That means so much to me.
I realized this, that when these young gentlemen come into the Navy, they're like 18, 19, and they can't really go anywhere but on the base, and that gets boring. So... I provided an alternative. I used to cook a big Sunday dinner, and if you was able, come on over to the house. You could get one decent meal. You could wash your clothes. No, because you know ship food is terrible. And, you know, me and my daughters, all of us can throw down in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
All of us. Aisha does more natural food. My youngest daughter, Sabrina, went to culinary art school, and I'm from New Orleans. I got Creole.
Oh, Lord Jesus, girl.
Creole cooking in my DNA. So, they will come by the house, come by, get fed, chill out. It's something else to do, and it kept them out of trouble. And that is what I was mostly trying to do, keep them young boys out of trouble.
Wow.
Because it's too easy for our black boys to become victims. So at least when it was at my house, I know for that little while it was safe. And that's all I cared about.
You know, that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So we just want to know when you come into the RVA, because I know you have clout here. And I know that you can fly anytime you want and stuff like that. So when are you going to come in and cook us some of that good old Southern New Orleans food and stuff like that?
Okay.
So.
Okay, let me correct you. There's a difference between Southern food and New Orleans food. Southern food has a whole bunch of hog maws. Chitlins.
No chitlins.
Oh, no.
Okay, no.
Hold up. But that's what I consider Southern food.
Well, I'm not eating chitlins. I'm not eating it.
I'm not cooking it.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you won't be stinking up the kitchen.
Thank
you. No, see, I don't cook Southern food. I cook New Orleans cuisine. There is a distinct difference.
So, answer my question. When are you going to bring your New Orleans cuisine up here?
when somebody buy my ticket.
Well, that's a good answer. That's a good
Well, you know what? Look here, let me tell you something. I think we can make that happen. So be careful now. Or we can make that happen.
I got Cash App, boo.
Okay, well, guess what? We might have some cash. Fine with that to put in the app.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm serious about that because I've been to New Orleans once, and I had the time of my life there. And I was on a conference. I'm not going to even give this company I was working for a plug because they're not paying us to do this. So, but anyway, I got a chance to also go to the Stevie Wonder concert at a, oh my God, the fairgrounds out there.
Yeah, that's what it was called, the fairgrounds.
And, it rained every 20 or 30 minutes. But guess what? Oh my God. But the people didn't leave. The people in New Orleans, they're really, really nice, right? When it started raining, they pulled out these huge plastic tarps and we all got under them.
Yep. That's what we do.
It was absolutely amazing. And then, long story short, I was able to get, stage passes, right? So I was on the stage with, and I saw Steve Wonder. I was about 15 feet away from him. Wow. It was amazing. And I got a chance to meet him afterwards. But anyway, we're going to get to this. We're going to wrap it up. Roz.
The voting, please.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm, you know, if you give me a chance, that's what I'm, see how she does.
You've been talking for the last 37 minutes.
I'm glad you got a watch. Okay, but anyway, the voting, please. Okay, let's start with the Miss Isha Ma.
Oh, we got to do the ladies first thing, right?
Well, no, we don't have to. I can, would you rather for one of the guys?
Ladies first.
You know, Wakanda forever.
The apple doesn't fall too far off the tree. Ishamar, you do stand up too, don't you?
No.
Well, you should. Okay. But anyway, I tell you what, why don't we go to one of these gentlemen first then?
No, you already gave me the phone.
You see?
I can't talk drunk. Oh, y'all the only two can talk drunk over here. Let me know the rules. I'm asking, like, what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
What do you want me to do?
Please continue. You're first.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate you. I loved hanging out with y'all all night. We got one more to do, right? One more quarter. This round three. We got one more quarter.
We can do more. It depends.
I thought it was four. What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah. No. This is what happened. It was supposed to be going for 2 hours. We've gone 2 hours and 25 minutes. And
so
Mill and Kev, they got to get up for their show in the morning. So, okay, no, so we're going to wrap this up right now, but I tell you what we'll do. If you promise, Ms. Ishamar, to come back next week, and if Ms. Roz is available, we can do part two of this. How about that?
I thought we was on three.
No, this is part two of the verses. Okay, we're done with the music, and now it's time to vote.
But what did y'all do last week? Y'all didn't do this last week?
We did, but it was a lot less structured. We're playing this by ear as we continue to do this.
Right.
So we on three. We done went from one, now we two, three.
No. This is one show. So last week what happened was, it was supposed to be a versus between... I'm going to tell you how it was. Before my son, you know him, Mill, all right, and me. And then he invited, here, they've been ganging up on me, Ishamar. They've been ganging up because he invited Roz on, which was okay with me. And so now it was two against one back then.
It was basically a triple threat.
So what happened? So we decided that we were going to have this versus between me and your mom. Now, we were supposed to go four quarters, but what happened was we were having so much fun that we did it in thirds right now. So okay. We're in the last third, and now it's okay. Time to vote, And then we're going to do a part two if Roz is available next week. And then we will have it in the quarters that we had originally designed. That's a whole lot of information, but okay. Take it over. Absolutely. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start round one. Now, I was just including it to that round one.
Right.
All right. So that was like a draw, that round one.
No, you gave it to me.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yes,
but
you
it
did.
Was a draw all around, all together, because it was, let's see, Emil did a draw, and I'm sorry, is his name Chris?
Kevin. Let me stop. Let me, please, if I may. You gave me number one, the first round. You gave your Kevin mom gave number two. Okay, okay, and now it's time for number three.
Okay, wait, all right, I'm going back, though. I gotta. Let me do what I do. You ask me what I want to do. Okay. Don't rush me, nah.
Okay.
So round one, that was on you.
You gave it.
WB.
Yes, ma'am. All of you.
All across the board. It was me. That round.
And all across the board on round two, Roz won. And
okay,
now it's
so
time to.
Roz won three. Then you want to simplify? There you go.
Okay. No, I just want you, and that's okay with me. Like I said, I don't care who wins. I'm going to, she's back, and I just had fun anyway. So.
We did. We had
Kev,
a good time.
All right.
Time. Well, I'm just going to say it like this. The real winners was all of us tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Meg. I think this one was better than last week, to be honest with you, if you really want to go.
I agree.
But I'm gonna tell you this on the last song, WB. I thought you had it when Roz came back, something from way back before I was born.
Yeah, that was
again.
That was a gut punch there. Yeah,
again.
That right there was like WB. I hate to tell you this, but I think Roz got this one right here.
Hey, look, that's okay.
The winners is all of us here.
Hey,
so.
look.
Hey,
everybody.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? I don't care. No. I do care to the fact that you guys. I want everybody to enjoy, but it doesn't matter to me, like you said, and I'm gonna echo that.
Yeah.
Everybody won tonight because I won, but officially, Shucks, it sounds like you can toss your vote in there, but she's already,
See, this is the way I had it. I had it like a complete draw. Cause see, the thing was, Bloodstone, Natural High, man, Time is classic.
Right.
However, I'm a New Edition guy, so just for that one, I got go with Can't You Stand the Rain, so I actually gave you that round.
Okay. In all fairness,
the first round I gave you was a draw.
Okay.
It was a draw. Second round I gave to Roz, that last round I gave to you.
Right. And I have no problem with that. So, officially, Roz, you won this, and I'm okay,
it's
sister.
A split decision.
But it was very close.
Hey, I don't care. Cause I win either way because the audience enjoyed it.
Yes,
all of us in the room enjoyed it too.
No, this was awesome because Dad, I'm not going to lie to you and I owe you a huge apology. I was wrong. I thought you was going to get your high pot tonight. I really did.
Uh huh.
I thought you was going to come here and wear your ass off, but no, you.
No. Guess what?
You showed why you was a Brown tonight. I'm so proud. I'm so
look
proud.
Look here. Hey, you were the only one that was worried. I was.
Yes, I was. I was scared.
I don't know why, man.
I don't either. But anyway, Roz, loved it. Yeah. Loved it. Loved it. Okay, so. Are you ready for round two?
I am not sure.
Oh, see?
I'm ready. Wait. No, listen to me, Elizabeth. Oh. I work retail.
What does it got to do with the price of eggs?
It has to do with my work hours.
Uh-huh.
Once we start going into the Christmas season, everybody works 10-hour days. And I don't know if I'm working 10 hours before my normal shift starts or afterwards. Mm. And the shifts that we get schedules on Monday. So I don't know. I can't promise you any Friday from now until New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Until I find out what my schedule is. But I would love to do this again. I just don't know if I will be physically able to do that.
And somebody asked me if I was scared. Interesting.
Oh, no, I'm not scared. Oh, no.
No, I said I was scared.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh.
We ain't never scared.
Well, I guess I'm the only old one up here.
No.
Old people get scared.
On a serious note, Roz, thank you so much. Kev.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Mill E. Scott, my main man, my son.
Thank you.
And Aisha. Ma, I said Aisha that time.
That's my name.
Oh.
Okay, you got this one.
It's really Aisha. Oh. Is it really Aisha Ma?
It's Aisha. Aisha Ma's her nickname. But I got her name from Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely?
Isn't she
lovely? Life and love are the same. Life is Aisha, the meaning of her name.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
Aisha. You know, I'm going to call you from now on Aisha or Aisha Mar. I mean, so I know the distinction there. So thank you so much. Anyway,
wow. One more thing. Shout out to your, the other daughter, Sabrina. I was teasing Roz earlier today that I'm team Sabrina because she helped Roz pick out her playlist.
Uh-huh. See, Roz had a whole team behind her. Boy, that's how you stacked the deck. I understand.
No, actually, you didn't play any songs that Sabrina suggested. And
no, I didn't.
Sabrina was trying to come in. Sabrina is Wally West. She didn't want to be on camera, so she just stood in the background and just listened.
Yeah, but she couldn't connect because she did not enable her mic or cam. I sent you a message on that, a private message.
I know she didn't want to. She just wanted
she didn't have to be on. Okay, see.
No, I told her that she didn't want to.
What?
And
okay.
I'm not gonna make her because she grown.
Well, she can't. You can't have it both ways. She can mute the mic. Be off camera and all that and still be in and listen. Whew. Okay. Had such a great time. Thank you so much.
Don't mess with these Marines now.
I'm not worried about it. Do I see?
Marina's a Marine.
Okay, and I'm WB. Okay.
And let me tell you a little story about Sabrina. Okay. She was stationed in Japan. And there was this gentleman that was interested in me, and Sabrina does not think any man is good enough for her mother.
Okay.
So she was like, tell this dude I want to talk to him.
Mm.
So I gave old dude the number, and he called her, and then he called me back, and he said, your daughter is something serious. But, you know, he was real nice for about a week. So I had to call Sabrina and what did you say to him? She's like, well, I simply told him my mother's a very special person and she should always be happy. And if you ever make her unhappy, I will be the last thing you see.
Oh, good Lord. And she has a firearms permit.
She's a Marine, Dad.
I understand that.
That's all you need.
All I'm saying is, I'm talking about at the time that she told that dude what she told him.
Remember when I told you the two words, plausible deniability?
Okay, all right. Anyway, we're going to leave all of that alone. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I've had such a blast, and we'll do this again. When you're available, Roz, give me a notice, and we'll make this happen again, okay? This has been a blast.
We can do that.
Oh, my pleasure. In the meantime.
Wait. We'll talk about this later. I don't want to keep everybody up, but I will talk with y'all later because y'all got to go to bed.
Oh, no. Look here. You got to go to bed because I always have a party after the party.
Well, I got to go to bed. I told you I'm old.
Yeah.
No,
we got to show in the morning.
I don't. I ain't got to be to work till noon.
Well, see, but no, they don't have to work either. The problem is, see, what they say about age is just a number. I hate that phrase and stuff like that. But shucks, I sing and I dance and my knees are good, so I'm real good. Okay, in the meantime, hey, thank you everybody. The Blackbirds. Walking in rhythm. Moving in sound. Coming to the music.
so long since I've seen her. I'm tired and so all alone. I've traveled so very far. I've got to get back. Music, music, music on my mind.